Hello and welcome to episode 43 of 2P Starts Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We hope you enjoy the show today.
Yes, we do.
Well, Tim, you know, it's pretty hot today. And I'm pretty thirsty because of it, so it's time to order a little trivia for two, please.
Whoa. You never said anything about that.
You never asked.
I knew you were going to throw me for a loop. See, when we set up this podcast, I'm like, okay, Ray, we're going to do a little intro, then what, topic of the week? He's like, yep. Okay. And he says topic of the week is a secret, so I don't even know what we're going to talk about this week. And he's throwing in a trivia. So I knew some shenanigans was going down here, so...
In this segment, regardless of whether or not Tim is prepared for this, Tim and I try to stump each other on ridiculous video game trivia and determine who is currently the biggest nerd. All right, Tim, I'm sorry, did you want to go first?
I don't have a question, so how am I supposed to do this?
You can just at least try to answer it then.
Okay, go for it.
Are you ready?
Action! All right, this question is going to be 2P Starts related, Mr. Webmaster to rule them all. Maybe your website, but it's my show, buddy. How many weeks has it been since Ray has appeared in a comic without Tim?
Oh, jeez.
Because you're always whining about, every time it's just Ray, and you always do it. Well, let's see how long it's been now.
I guess maybe it has been a while.
How many weeks has it been, Tim?
Even a little better about it, I suppose. Let's say 12.
I'm sorry, you are incorrect. It was 14 weeks.
Oh, I was close. That's a long time.
It's been 12 weeks since you were in it by yourself, and it's been 10 weeks since Timmy was in it by himself.
Wow, so what was the comic 14 weeks ago?
That was me filling out a form and remembering my gaming addiction. That was a long time ago, dude.
I was thinking Altair, maybe.
Oh, no! That's like halfway...
That's really long.
Oh my gosh! It's like 23 weeks or something.
Really, they all blend together. I don't know, one week to the next. I'll read a title of our comic, and I'm like, which one's this? I have zero clue what they are. And I named them, for crying out loud, so...
All right, well, that's going to take us right to our topic of the week.
Yeah, so what is it?
Tim's been freaked out about this.
Yeah, what is this like? This week, we're going to talk about how I'm phasing Tim out of the 2P start.
Surprise!
Surprise, I found somebody else.
All right, Tim.
So what is it?
Check your inbox.
Checking my email.
You have been begging me for something for some time now, and finally...
Is this what I think it is?
Finally,
it says,
do
not open until told. Oh, yippee! New logos. This is exciting.
It's like Christmas.
It is. In August. I felt like it was do not open till Christmas. Very nice. Yes, I've been begging Ray for... new Tim and Ray logos to go with our comic posts. We have the little tiny ones that we use for the blog posts.
Yeah, we have like the tiny ones and the huge ones. And I've always enjoyed the huge ones, but Tim's always been like, I want to change it. They're too big. So like, you can take those images and put them to whatever size you want, basically. But yeah, there's the upgraded. And I've done quite a bit here. This was actually a lot more work than what it looks like on the surface, because I essentially updated us as well. Like, I know we had like the comic recently where I retooled us a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is very specific, you know, because usually it's like, oh, I'll just slap my head on from the last comic and continue on. But I'm like, no, I want to get everything just right. I want to have it perfect now. So the eyes, you know, the hair, there's little details going on. You had the most changes though, and people who are listening to the M4A version can probably see some side by side detail here. Nothing real huge, but I spent a lot of time changing you around. First of all, after seeing you for a second time now, I mean, you look nothing like your cartoon counterpart, okay? Like, like my hair may not be the way it is in the comic as much anymore, especially with my haircut now, but, like, you never look like yourself. Because you're always wearing a baseball cap now, right?
Yeah, I wear
like
you, I wear
you never
a cap.
Wear a beanie. So it's like...
Well, the problem was we started the comic in February, and that was, like, winter time, and so I had been wearing the beanie a little bit, and so we went with that, and we just never changed it.
Yes. And so, and I hadn't met you, so I didn't quite understand exactly how you looked in real life, you know, aside from these pictures that you had sent me, which was a little creepy to begin with, you know, our point of our relationship, basically. I basically slimmed your face. I took off a lot of fat, because your face was getting really big. Mm. I mean, if you just look at any of the comics lately, it's like, your nose is, like, really big and protruding, your eyes are kind of weird, and so I made him a little more squinty. I changed your sideburns so that they're flipped backwards now, so it almost makes, like, an ear.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Very
like,
nice.
Almost like you have an ear now instead of the Mario hair. And I kind of fixed your chin a little bit. And, yeah, so it really slimmed your head up as well. So it's all compact now. So you can't really tell from just that picture alone, but, like, I think it's a better representation of Tim without taking it too far.
Yeah, it definitely looks more in line with the style of your character. If I look back and forth at you and me, I see, you know, similarities in the nose, the eyes.
Better consistency, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've tried keeping all the strokes the same, and, like, I tried to get it basically as identical as I could, because I'm like, you know, if I don't do this to these faces right now, then I'm not going to be doing it anytime soon. It took me, what, a year and a half? But...
I can finally take it off our to-do list there. It's been on there forever.
What else do we have to do?
A lot of wallpapers from old comics.
No.
Update. Oh, new logos for all our archived comics that never
no.
had logos to begin with.
No.
That's a big one. And, adding the copyright tag to the bottom of our old comics before we used to do that. But, cool, one step closer to a perfect website.
Yes.
Just in general, these reviews, taking a lot out of me here.
Yeah, really, we've got some games from EA, and, you know, Tim and I kind of split it up. Tim would do two, I would do one.
Which I'm not sure why we did it that way, because you do reviews all the time, and I've done one review ever, and it was Elebits, and that was, like, 2 years ago, and so having me do two reviews, like, was just a stupid idea.
Especially since you're the one who's making it for the site, like, you're organizing right. it on the page and writing the code and whatnot.
I spent a lot of time on your review, specifically, because I had to, you know, mess with the HTML and this and that, and because I'm trying to get all of your old reviews up to date to look halfway decent on our website. And
see, I don't know if I want you to, because some of those reviews are just so poorly written. Like, some of those early ones, I mean, those are, like... 4-5 years old or something.
Yeah.
Like, they're old, man, and I was younger. I was much younger, and I was just writing the site for, like, friends, and now that we're, you know, a bigger site, basically, it's not just for my buddies anymore. It's like, you know, there's a lot of people looking at this stuff, and I need it to be professional now. So I don't want, like, these really cruddy reviews of, like, Donkey Konga sitting in the back for someone to look at and be like, wow, this is stupid looking.
You could go through and just rip out some of the ones you don't want, or we could just, yeah, something like that.
Well, that's the thing, is they just degrade. The farther back you go, the worse they become. You know, and so it's like, well, where do I cut it off exactly?
The Wii era.
Maybe, but there's a lot of great reviews, you know, we have, like, the Shadow the Hedgehog review back there.
Yeah, that's
true. You know, there's some classics that I can't give,
maybe
I'm
we
not
brand
willing
them,
to give up.
Maybe we brand them classic, raise classic reviews or something like that. Kind of give them a different...
Of your, yeah.
...area or something.
Well, maybe, yeah.
But this is great. Back to the reviews. I
love how you just switched topics back and forth.
I'm still looking at the pictures on my computer screen, so I keep coming back to that. Let me just close it out so I stop staring at them lustfully here. Not you, just me, okay?
I know. Oh, trust me, I understood. We both look at you lustfully.
Yeah.
Now, with the reviews, I mean, I was like, oh, I'll just hammer out this review. You know, it's an iPhone review, right? I mean, there's not that much going on in this game. And it takes me I would say at least an hour to finish one paragraph. 45 minutes to an hour is what I've kind of figured out. I just sit down and I start writing it, and I can only go one sentence at a time. It's killing me. It's like, I'm typing one sentence like, no, this doesn't sound quite right. And I just do it one, I can't even write like a paragraph and then go back and make a bunch of changes. Like, it has to be one sentence at a time. I can't stop myself. And it's like, dude, this is a freaking iPhone game. Like, there's no cinematic cutscenes. There's not like intense graphics I need to be talking about or character storylines. Like, man, how did I ever write some of these older reviews? I think it's just been a while since I've reviewed, and I'm just really out of it.
For me, it was more just, well, A, being factually correct, because I didn't want to say something. Every time I was like, oh, you also have to do this. And I'm like, well, do you have to do that? Let me play the game again and make sure that there's no way around.
And then you have to load it up, and you have to go through, like, the 10-second intro.
Just, it's more, it's not just, like, sitting down and just throwing your thoughts on a page. You really have to kind of sift through what's really important and what people are going to care about and, you know, what you really have problems with. Because it's easier to write what you have problems with, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of
stuff. Yeah, it's more
out.
Fun to complain about things.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's easier. And then you want to take on, like, a role of just being, you know, casual with it.
Right.
And so I'm always unsure of if I should do more of a casual thing. Because, I mean, you can go anywhere and read some of these reviews. Like, I don't want to have to say basically the same words that they did, but these games weren't really on IGN, right?
I have not seen any of the games that we got on IGN to review, so which is surprising, since they're
yeah. So
EA.
Then it was like, well, now I have to write it. I had to write it professionally because no one else has yet. You know, we're like breaking the story almost. It's not just casual chat about what's wrong with Mario Galaxy to me, since everyone
right.
thinks it's great already. And you know, it's like, okay, well, let's do this. Not a lot of people understand what these are like on the iPhone. There's some explaining to do.
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, let me just say that, like using my iPhone, it's like, it's just so refreshing from any other phone I've ever used before. I mean, because you'll just start doing things, and you're like, why haven't we been doing this for years? What's been the holdup, people? Like, things that don't even make sense. Things, it's like, let me give you an example, okay? Okay, Tim, I want you to call me. And I'm gonna show you what happens when you go to voicemail. Just pretend you're calling me.
Ring, ring.
No, louder. More exciting. okay, never mind.
I'm not sure how I ring any more exciting
just
than
so unwilling. Just pure silence. Like, louder. I don't know if I'm capable, Ray. okay, so you call, goes to voicemail, right? And it's like, you have reached 503-555-9424, whatever it is.
Right.
To leave a voice message, leave a message after the tone. To record a numeric page, please press 5. When you're done, hang up or press pound. Dude. Like, come on, really? Is all that necessary? And usually that will even, like, follow someone's own voice
right.
when they tell you, hey, leave a message after the beep, and then you have this computer talk you through. It's like, have you ever left a numeric page in your life? Who leaves numeric pages? Why is it so important that you gotta have it announced for every single? So it's just so nice to be able to have it where it's like, if someone calls me, it's me saying, hi, leave a message, beep, that's it. It's like, why haven't we had that? Like, people know when it beeps, you leave a message. You don't need two people telling you these things.
Right.
Ugh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't mean to, like, rub it in people's faces or anything, but it's just, like, I guess I'm more rubbing it in just the phone company's faces, because it's,
well,
like,
you,
people,
even
how difficult is this? Like, you know, someone basically sat down and, like, hey, you know what we need? A robot voice. And we'll have it speaking really slowly, because people can't write down numbers if you say it too fast, okay? So we'll have it speak numbers very slowly and off rhythm, so it sounds a little bit normal. It's like, no, we never have ever needed this. We just need the person saying it themselves.
When the iPhone was announced, I was mostly just excited because I figured that would help move the phone industry in that direction, because nice to see, it's kind of refreshing to see somebody do it differently and do it right, you know?
Now, I mean, now we're getting way off topic.
Way, this is lame. This is lame show material right here.
This is lame show material. I feel so bad right now.
I'll be Noah and you be Eddie, okay?
Isn't that what we are every week?
I guess, yeah.
This is not related. This is the problem, is the iPhone is like clouding everything for me now. It's
We had a comic, a podcast already, three reviews, and now another podcast. Let's get off the iPhone stuff here, buddy.
That's true. I'm sorry. You're right.
No, I understand.
All right. Well, our comic talk. This week we had Warning, Challenger approaching.
Oh, look, more iPhone talk.
More iPhone talk. Okay, is there anything that we want to say about this?
I mean, yeah, I think it was a cool comic.
I think one thing that we left out of it, that this was an idea that you had, was that in the background we have a window.
Yes.
And since the DS battery lasts so long, we could have, like, the outside changing seasons as time went on.
Right.
So it would be getting darker, season, it would start snowing, things like that. And I kind of ended up vetoing that idea because it would have messed up with the lighting. I mean, we would have had a window with some light coming from it, so I would have had we always envisioned the idea of it just being a little light that you see. And that was Tim's idea. That wasn't me like, hey, I want to save myself some time this week, Tim, so let's do a light that changes color. That was Tim's idea. Or maybe you're just trying to help me out. I don't know.
But this whole thing kind of was spurred on by the my trip out to see you, and you got the iPhone, and we spent a good chunk of our time kind of checking out the features, both the iPod Touch and the iPhone. And
it was kind of sad, really, because you were visiting me, and then we were both just sitting by ourselves touching our iPod Touches and iPhones for a while. It wasn't too pathetic, but just enough to make me.
How do you get something like that and then just put it down, put it away for 3 days and not touch it? Like, I had already opened the iPod Touch as soon as we got in the car to leave the Apple
store. Caressing your baby on the way home.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't blame you for any of that, but the other part of that was.
So I was like, hey, you want to play Shadow instead?
Oh, totally. I'm there. He forced me.
And we actually had another idea for this comic that involved a PSP.
Oh, yeah.
But we were maybe we shouldn't have a PSP joke because people just see that stuff as we're just being too hard on Sony all the time. Even though our jokes are against Nintendo anyways. But
yeah, I don't know how we got that reputation, because we've had two Sony, maybe three Sony jokes.
I guess because we never praise them, maybe.
Well, we just don't have their
system.
We do
praise and heard of Nintendo. Yeah. We're just out of the loop on it. So sorry for all of you listening who want to know great PS3 news. I'm empty. But my idea for it, though, is that we would be playing and our iPhone, iPod Touches, and I'm like, oh, wow, check it. It has this awesome game here and this game here. And Tim's like, wow, basically the PSP has no use anymore. But at least we can still use the PSP as a flashlight. I'm like, no, wait, no, the iPhone has an application for that, too.
Yeah.
I really like that joke, but then you kind of came up with the DS one later, and then we decided to go with the DS one, and then I started kind of teasing around with the idea of putting both comics together and having it like a dual comic for the day, where it's like there would be a split and then a second comic immediately following. But it just got too late for me, and I just wasn't ambitious enough to do it.
Well, I was really kind of shocked even when you mentioned doing both, because I'm like, who took over Ray's body here? Because Ray never is ambitious enough to do two comics. I mean, because we just know that it's going to take forever even doing one, even though this one is a lot of copy-pasting.
It just has to be something that I'm really involved in, and I want to see end up well. And that was the case with this, was I was like, I like the idea of, because I was like, maybe the DS joke won't be enough for people, but it'll be cool that we have two crammed in. But they're separate. It's like a special edition for our comic in a way, something unique. But then, yeah, I got done with that first one. I'm like, you know what? It's time to go to bed.
Well, and the other issue was we were both kind of, this is a different comic in that it's not really like you get to the last panel and you're like, oh, that was a great payoff there. That was a great
right. It's a little more
punchline.
Style thing.
It was more a style thing and like
kind of a statement.
A statement, yeah, and so it's like, well, maybe we should have a funny one, too, but, people seem to really enjoy this one, and they said they got a laugh out of it. I'm not sure what part they laughed at, but,
Tim. Well, maybe they were laughing at the part where we...
Don't go there.
Okay, edit.
We're not insulting the other
Walmart. That was not related to 2P Start fans at all. That was something completely different, I promise.
We don't need any enemies out there.
For every great comic comes great comments.
Yes.
And this week's suggestion box was no different.
That's right. We had plenty of comments to choose from.
And Tim has chosen.
I have chosen Mr. Mudkip. With comment number 14 with this week's comic, he said, NCG. But I thought when the DS's battery light turned red, it meant that the DS turned evil because of jealousy and was planning its revenge. But after reading the comments, I guess it just ran out of batteries. Not as cool. Just turn evil or run out of batteries? He really wants to know. And that's an interesting thought, but I think it would
it runs out of batteries.
Yeah, sorry to disappoint, but...
that is kind of a cool idea, is plotting its revenge.
And... Well, let's say this. Let's say that it's going to sleep because it, you know, it goes red and the battery dies, and it's kind of just going to sit on
the And when it wakes up in the morning, it's going to hope all its problems are gone.
Yes. Or drink itself to final doom. But, yeah, that might have been a little confusing, trying to portray the evil instead of the battery.
Yeah. Maybe if the DS was like a character and had eyes.
We're never doing that, Ray.
I know. No, I'm not saying I want to. I was just saying, like, that would be how we could pull that off. But since we aren't doing that, then we can't.
And we're never going to just have...
Yes. We're getting into that territory.
Just edit.
We're getting there again.
Crap.
Thanks a lot. Wait, way to ruin my show.
Edit.
Okay, my comment of the week goes to Devin Q. Tally, who said, "Hey, I've been listening to all your podcasts. I'm only about halfway through, and I finished all your comic strips a while ago. And may I say, your artwork and Tim's thought process are amazing. I just want to say that I really enjoy all of it, and that you two need to keep making both podcasts and comic strip because they are so entertaining. Anyway, I hope this email brightens your day a bit with the knowledge that there are people who love your work. Looking forward to the next comic, Devin Q. Dally. No relation to the Devin UIP band in earlier podcast days." Thank you very much, Devin. That's very nice. And unfortunately, I did choose another quote or another comment, essentially.
Gee, yeah, uplifting. Wonder why you picked that one.
We have a lot of people who are leaving comments like, "Oh, you guys are awesome and amazing. Where's my $50? Pick me." You know, here's the thing, okay? I will probably never, and I hope I never, stop singing the praises of people who say nice things, okay? For people who enjoyed the comic strip and go out of their way to say something to us. Because I was here, just for example, okay, I was pretty bugged by this the other day. I was listening to a podcast I listen to on a regular basis. It's not ours.
Lame show?
Although, no, it was not the lame show. No, it's a podcast of which I will not name. Basically, this person was talking about how these people would go up to him and they'd be like, "Oh my gosh, are you so-and-so? Sign an autograph for me, you know, can I get my picture with you?" And he was just talking about like it was just annoying him. You know, he was like, and they just kept coming up and like they kept, you know, talking to me and trying to get my signature and stuff. And it's like, "Why do you want my signature?" And just like, really? And I'm like, dude, you have people who like what you're doing and mm-hmm. they're really happy to see you. You know, you should be a little bit more thankful for that. Like, I would hate myself if I could have people come up to me like, "Hey, you do the 2P Start comics, right? Like, what are you doing? Get out of my way. I'm trying to talk on my phone or something." Like, it just, I don't understand that logic. So I guess I'm trying to keep myself from going there by pulling out these quotes that people send to us, because I you know, I really appreciate them, and they're very nice. And without you guys, then we wouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, pretty much. We never want to turn into that person, Sonic the Hedgehog. That's who it is, right? You listen to Sonic's podcast. Way cool.
I'm sorry. I'm already thinking of ideas of if Sonic had a podcast. You know,
oh no.
You know
just
what his
stop.
Ending. You know. You know what his like his ending phrase would be? "Yeah, we should do this again sometime."
Oh no. Oh, Sonic, you're such an idiot.
I did subscribe to a Sonic podcast recently.
I knew it.
And it really cracked me up because it was like, it was beyond me. It was like out of my league as far as, it was like a video podcast. I'm like, wow. Man, even I don't have the strength to put together like a video podcast on a regular basis and have it be all about Sonic. Like, and they have, I think they have some decent number of people. I mean, we have like 6 million listeners a minute, so, you know.
Maybe we should convert 2P Start Live into a video podcast, right?
Why?
I mean, you got a lot of free time, right?
Get out! Get out!
Well, we'll have an audio version and a video version.
Gosh. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, the Sonic podcast was just like...
Oh, man.
It was hilarious and sad at the same time. Because it was kind of funny. They would say jokes that, like, only a really hardcore Sonic fan would get. And so it was funny. It's like, wow, that's a really funny joke. But it's also really sad that I'm listening to this podcast, you know? So I think I'm going to unsubscribe soon before I drive myself crazy. Because they, you know, they had, like, that Sonic in the Summer Festival or whatever it was.
Yeah, you're
where they actually had
that.
Richard Jacques and the singer that was on the Sonic R soundtrack actually performed some songs live, you know, like good old tunes like "Can You Feel the Sunshine," you know.
Oh yeah, that one. Right? Yeah.
I enjoy the song without the singing. I've gotten used to the singing, so I have like a secret love for that music, even though it's like really, really campy and not something I would want to listen to with other people around. Unfortunately, you got to taste some of that.
I did.
It was like these people were here to see this event live, and I'm like, I don't know if I could be there for this. Like, that's too weird. Like, not only is it strange that I never thought I'd ever see in my life a live performance of those songs that were just on, you know, a Sonic racing game, but right. It's like the people who are there are like, oh, it's weird. It's just a weird feeling. It just kind of reminds me of like when I was waiting in line to get Smash Brothers Brawl,
mm-hmm.
and like my friends and I kind of looked at everyone in line and we're like, are we the only normal people here? Like, everyone here is just total freaks. And then we're like, okay, if everyone else is a freak, what does that make us, though, right?
It's yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like, do other people look at us and think the same thing? Like, wow, what a bunch of losers. Like, I like to think no, but yeah.
Possibly.
Moving on, it is time. Even though it is a bright, sunny, over 100-degree day here, nothing stops Black Doom from entering in with his dreaded Black Doom Award. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created. Behringer the Bear. I mean, Black Doom.
Oh, brother.
Well, Tim, I've been talking long enough.
You
people
have.
People need a break.
Shut up. No, my Black Doom Award is related to our reviews or EA's games, which they were kind enough to donate. All three games we got suffered from one kind of infuriating problem. Isn't it just, like, so annoying?
I just don't understand. I don't understand
yeah,
how it can
it's really inexplicable. That's a better word.
And the problem is it's not just one game. Like, I could understand maybe if it was just one game and they, like, slipped up, but it's all three of the games that they sent us out of the four that they've made, right?
They haven't made the fourth one yet.
Oh, it's just this the Spore creature creator or whatever?
Spore is not out yet.
So it's possible that...
It will carry on.
It will carry on that same tradition.
Let's hope not.
But what is this tradition that you speak of and I
do
not know about?
Having a menu that has enough space for all of the menu items and only putting all but one or all but two in there and then making you scroll down to see the rest... Does that make any sense?
It's so dumb. It's like there's plenty of room to put these buttons on this main screen.
Well, especially in Tetris, room. Where they give you a little sliver of a choice to pick.
Yeah, it's like a tiny, it's like a slim horizontal bar for each item, and then they space them. The leading is huge, so there's spacing right in between all of them, and then there's one that's like, you know, hidden beneath all of them that you have to scroll down to see. So it's like I'll go into an item and I'll come back out and I'm like, hey, where's Marathon? Where can I just play? Oh, wait, it's hiding at the top now because I scrolled down one item.
Yeah, because that's the problem, is it saves where you scrolled to last.
Yeah, yeah.
And so when you go back, you're like,
and it's not immediately obvious that there's more to scroll either.
Right, right. It just doesn't make any sense. And for Scrabble, it was like, oh, well, it's a little different because instead of just being one extra menu item, there's two. But the funny thing is, there's two big areas on top and on bottom of this menu that are not being used by anything. Like,
yeah, they had even more menus than before. It's like they just chose to put less on the screen this time.
Right.
So
exactly.
It's like, you know, just put the put them all on there.
And Sudoku is the same way. There's same
issue.
An extra
one dangling off. That's strange.
Yeah,
we enjoyed the games. I mean, we had fun with the games, and I guess I'd rather have the mess up on something like that than, you know, how you play the game, but...
Yeah, it's not like a deal breaker or anything, and I know it sounds like we're complaining about, like, nothing, but when something is so obvious, like, the minute you start up the game, you're like, oh, they shouldn't have done this. I mean, don't you think that somebody working on the game would have seen that and just, you know, done something about it? I mean, how hard can
that
be?
Strange.
They're coding like touch controls, and yet they can't code.
I think it just must be some template, and they.
It is.
It's like a CSS thing, basically, and then they just switch out all the different artwork and some of the. It's weird.
Or maybe they like having scrolling on the menu, and they're like, "Well, you know, we want
we implemented scrolling, so we got to use it."
Right. Exactly.
We spent all this time coding it. It's time to use it.
Shrink the menu, quick. But no, I mean the games were fun, and I for the release day games, basically, I think they're very well put together.
Yes. Now, have you emailed the lady letting her know that we put the reviews up yet?
As of this recording, I mean live broadcast. No, I have not, because I wanted Sudoku finished.
You had all three up there? Okay.
All three. Although I doubt she'll see it till Monday, since it's her.
Because she kept kind of asking Tim through email, like, oh, how are the games going? And
well, and I feel bad, because it was about 3 weeks ago, I think, that she offered, you know, she's like, you know, I want you guys to review these games, and here's an iTunes gift card to buy them, and, you know, let me know if you're interested, and I totally was, but I mean, actually, at the time, I didn't have my iPod Touch yet. And
yeah, and I didn't have an iPhone, and I wasn't planning on buying one that soon either. But, you know, that was kind of kick-started me into it, because I'm like...
It jump-kicked you? Right in the face, too, huh?
raped me right into the death zone.
Yeah, well, but in the other issue was... You know, I was going on vacation, and so, like, for 2 weeks almost, and so the timing was just really poor, and I kind of told her that, but...
And you got the gift card for... Oh, gosh, it is late, Tim.
It is.
We are not recording this late anymore, I tell you. I am cranky and ready for bed, and I saw my Black Doom.
Yes.
I'm sorry. No, it's like, well, we have the money to buy these with now, but, like, I guess we better get this stuff soon and start playing it. So it was kind of a whirlwind for a little bit, but now we're set. So, you know, if anyone else wants to give us iPod Touch games, we're ready.
Yeah, exactly. It was kind of weird because, you know, had I not been planning on getting the iPod Touch anyways, and had Ray not been planning on getting the iPhone, I wouldn't have accepted it, obviously. I'm not going to just steal $30 and
then,
buy some
music. But then, you know, it jump-kicked us right in the forehead.
It jump-kicked us, yeah. So it's nice the way it worked out, yeah, I mean, anyone want to gift us more games, we'll be happy to review them. I wouldn't say happy, we'll be obliged to do it, I guess.
I'd be happy to review it.
Well, I would too, but it's just it's a lot of work this week. Just don't give us three at the same time, how about that?
Alright, well, my Black Doom Award goes to Kosuke Kitajima. This is from Kotaku. Japanese Olympic swimmer Kosuke Kitajima took gold for the men's 100-meter breaststroke. He certainly trained very hard to reach the tip-top condition he's in. And I know a lot of you are thinking, okay, where is this going, right? Sure, he practiced hard, ate right, and all that other stuff. This is really well written, by the way. Jeez. But what else helped him achieve Olympic gold? Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games, says Kitajima. No, really, the swimmer explains, quote, see, Mario does the breaststroke, and thus it's perfect mental training for envisioning the actual Olympic hall.
What in the world? Because because those sprites, or those, I shouldn't say sprites, they practically
it's
are,
so
though.
It's so bad! it's like...
That was one of your biggest complaints of the game, is their character animations are so crappy, right?
But it's not even... But see, it's not even saying that he does it right. It just says, Mario does the breaststroke, and thus, it's perfect mental training. Like, how? It's not even nearly reminiscent of what it's really like. I mean, that's just a... it looks like they're just swimming in a swim meet by themselves. Like,
right.
There's nothing... You know, there's nothing exciting or... it's like, do visualization. Close your eyes and just... imagine it, and it'll be more realistic than that game.
Okay, and what was this guy doing playing that game,
like,
instead of training for the Olympics?
Like, hey, coach, I really need to play this Wii game to help for my mental training.
Yeah. Well, apparently, he won it, so apparently...
How much did Sega pay this guy?
Exactly. I don't know. Yeah,
maybe
he
works on Sonic Team.
That was a pretty funny... story. I don't know if you saw the picture of him.
Yeah,
they put Mario's hat and mustache.
We have a picture on the podcast now.
Put it up there. Yeah,
that
it's great.
Really cracked me up. That really cracked me up. All right. Well, that will do it for this edition of Two Piece Starts Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast. Just like the one you heard here. Not quite as long, but better.
Hopefully much better.
Hey, this is pretty good, wouldn't you say?
All right. Yeah,
well, with that,
good.
He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We will see you next week.
Bye-bye. All three games we got suffered from one kind of infuriating problem.
Tim, slow down.